Well, she was
she
about,
an orphan?
Huh? Was she what?
Orphan.
Yeah, she was an orphan. But she was, some lady left there, left, she was raised in, LaGrange, Georgia was her home. Mm-hmm. And it was some lady left LaGrange and come to Auburn. Mm-hmm. And somehow she got with this lady, and she was about, oh, she was about 6 or 7 years old. And this lady let her come away from LaGrange with her. I don't know how they got there. But when I knew anything, she was with my neighbors, at my neighbors. And they were, this girl, this neighbor had a daughter, and she was so mean to her, treat her so mean, would beat her and kick her and do her so bad, and wouldn't, didn't want her to eat and things like that. So she taken up with my children while I was at the store. Mm-hmm. Every time I get home, she'd be there. So finally she was there, the children would tell me that she'd been there, and she was crying because she had to go back to this other place. And so one evening I got there, she was sitting in the room, living room then, and crying. And my oldest daughter told, met me there, to step and told me, said, Mama, said, this girl, strange girl is in here, and said she's crying. Said she said this girl, this lady's daughter, beat her and did her bad and made her leave. Because this girl's mother would be at work, you see, why this girl treated her so bad. And she was older too, you see. She was a young lady, the one who was treating her so bad. She's a teenager, but she was almost grown. And she mistreated this girl so bad and made her leave while her mother was gone. And so she asked me if she could stay with me until she found somewhere else to stay. Mm-hmm. And so I told her, I said, well, if it's all right with the lady where you stopping at now, I said, I'll let you stay. Mm-hmm. So I asked this lady, and she said, yes, it would be all right, because the daughter was mean to her, didn't treat her right, and she'd rather stay somewhere else than to be treated like the girl was treating her. And so she come there with me, and she stayed there until she got grown. And when she left, she didn't leave in until it was all right with me for her to go to Birmingham to work for some people that she had worked for here. Mm-hmm. And I sent her to school. And I sent her to Sunday school, and she went to church. She was a nice church worker. She was well liked. And she was a good girl. Mm-hmm. And she thought as much of me as if I was her own dear mother. Mm-hmm. Until the last, she was that way by me. Mm-hmm. She died several years ago. And she still respected me as if I was her mother.
What do you call your relatives?
What do I call my relatives? What you mean, like cousins? I don't have anybody but cousins. I don't have no. I only had two uncles, and they passed when I was a girl. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have. I think one had a son, but we got lost from him, and I haven't been able to find him. He mm-hmm. passed. He passed. Let me see. My uncle passed when, I think he passed about 40 some odd years ago. And this little boy, I don't know what they did there. He left him. He was with his wife and his second wife. And this was his first wife's child. Mm-hmm. And he was just only 2 years old mm-hmm. when my uncle passed. And this mother, they say, came by and stole the child. And they never did know where to find it, couldn't find it. Mm. And we've been trying ever since that to locate him. And he's around 40, pretty close to 50. Mm. And I never have been able to locate him. Mm-hmm. I've tried all I could.
Well, you,
and besides him, I don't know where he is, but he's, see, that makes him my cousin.
Like all your